Maybe you feel this way right now. If you do, you know where this younger son is at this point in his life. He realized how he had separated himself completely from his family and community. He'd been forced out of the pride and arrogance and hard-headedness that he once had. And he said to himself, I know, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go to my father's house. It took him standing in the muck of his life. Do you hear that? In the muck of his life, it took him hitting rock bottom before he could swallow his pride and go back to his family who loves him so much. Do any of us here today need to swallow our pride and come home to our family of God? So he runs home before he can really ever be seen. Now, this is something interesting about this scripture. Did you notice in the first two parables, God searched? Did you notice that? But what happens in this parable? God gives his inheritance, but then he doesn't follow the son and search, does he? But what does God do in this parable? What does the father do in this parable? He watches. He watches. And before his son could even confess his sins to his father, he interrupts him. And he says, quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet, and get the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was what?
Dead.
And is what?
Alive.
Again, he was?
Lost.
He was lost and is what?
Found.
And they began to?
Celebrate.
Celebrate. Do you hear that? The father accepted him back in his family. The same boy that had treated him so bad. The same boy that had actually wished him dead in asking for his inheritance. Do you hear that? Do you hear what Jesus, all these things going on underneath Jesus' story? Can you kind of catch on to that whenever you read this parable? And anyway, he threw a party because his son was lost, but now the son is found. Amen? You see, this is what God does for us when we decide to come home. It doesn't matter if you've been saved and got lost. When you come back, there is a party in heaven. Do you understand that? There is rejoicing in heaven over one lost sinner who chooses to come home. Do you know when you gave your life to Jesus Christ, or if you haven't, when you do, do you understand that entire heaven for all eternity is going to celebrate because of you? Doesn't that give you chills? Oh, man, I don't understand how you can sit there. I don't. I mean, I wrote this thing and I got chills going down my back right now. Folks, whenever you give your life to Christ and you want to follow God and you come home, there's a party in heaven. And why does a church sit on our bumpkins instead of get up and celebrate? Think about that. But wait, Jesus doesn't stop there. Just in case some of you thought that Jesus left you out, he doesn't like to do that. He wants to be all-inclusive in his language. Yeah, right? He doesn't want anyone to feel left out. In walks the elder son into the plot. When he heard what was going on, he became angry and refused to go to the party because of his arrogance. Now, I know that none of us ever feel this way in life. This pastor's already confessed to that. But, you know, remember, Jesus originally in the story was speaking to Pharisees and scribes and all the religious leaders, as well as all the mass of people, right? Once again, the father comes out and approaches his eldest son and began to plead with him to come to the party. And the eldest son says this, "Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you. And I have never disobeyed your command, yet you have never given me a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends." Now really, does that sound like too much to ask? Think about it. Does that sound like too much to ask? I don't think so. But when this son of yours, I usually hear that from parents. (Laughter) But when this son of yours came back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him. That does seem kind of ridiculous, doesn't it? I mean, from a human perspective, can't we be honest? That sounds kind of ridiculous. Yeah, I can get fired up about that. But then the father says this to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours." But we had to celebrate, son. We had to rejoice because this brother, listen to me, son, this brother of yours was and has come to, he was and has been. Do you feel the love in that voice, in that scripture?